We are going to continue the hour by checking in with one of our favorite community partners here at 97.9 The Kill and Chapelboro.com, the folks down the road at Hendrick South Point Auto Mall. We are joined in the studio by Gerald Ramoyne, who's been bringing the wow to Hendrick South Point Auto Mall for a long time. And today we're talking about all of the great service technicians they have down the road at Hendrick. Gerald, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Great to be here. I'd say ho, 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 but too early for that by a month or so. So we'll say hey, hey, hey.
Boo, 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 because we got all the Halloween decorations
up. That's even better. So
yeah,
glad to be here.
So this conversation brought to you by Hendrick South Point Auto Mall. Again, always bringing great service to folks who want to bring their cars by. And tell us about the service technicians you got.
Well, you know, we were talking about it recently when we had our leadership meeting. And as a consumer myself, and I've been venturing out and over the last few years and trying to buy products or get services, and I've really noticed a drain on people that are excited about taking care of your needs. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to our team recently about that and saying, you know, most people, and me included, are getting really poor service where you're going, that people aren't engaged, they don't really care. If you say, well, I'm not going to do business with you anymore, they say, thank you, bye.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of disengage, may be the word I'm looking for, from a lot of the places, even I do business, that used to be pretty good places to do business. A lot of turnover, a lot of change of people. You know, and COVID certainly played a lot in that.
I was going to say, we all forgot how to interact with other people in the last 2 years.
Yeah, people are just not interested in really doing the things that were what I would say once cornerstones or foundational things of doing business. So I'm kind of old school, or my parents raised me a little bit different maybe. I have a lot of pride in taking care of our client or taking care of our team members even. And, you know, and with our company, you know, we try to, some of the things that we do different or we think we do special is, first off, is we really monitor our client experiences. We really review our reviews. We really pay attention to client feedback. And we really take that and talk about those. We bring those into what we call a team action committee. TAC teams is what they are, TAC. And we sit down and we listen to the client comments so we can adjust our business approach to fit what our client, pretty simple stuff, but you don't find it out there a lot right now. And, you know, we've got one thing that we've also got that I think separates us from maybe a lot of the businesses out there. Certainly we've got room to improve, that, and every day is a journey, but we notice that our experience and our longevity, our technicians, we got a bunch of technicians and service advisors and salespeople have been with us for 20 years and managers,
nice.
Very, very, 20 years, and most companies you'd consider them to be rare, and our company, it's almost normal. So with that, you're able to create a culture, and you don't have to retrain it every month or every year with every individual, and people start getting it, you know. And with having a positive culture, you also, it's easier for people to come into your company because they can come in and learn it from the team members versus mm-hmm. hearing it from us, the leaders or the people that running it. They see it in action, so it puts a little positive peer pressure on people that they that what they're doing is important, and it makes a difference. So, you know, we've got top-notch diagnostic equipment. We got world-class facilities. We've spent a lot of money on client waiting lounges where you can come, tech centers, and you have goodies, there's food, and try to make it more than just a place. We get people kind of like the Starbucks. Not that I'm advertising for Starbucks, but it's kind of like where people go and just hang out and work on their lap. A lot of people say,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to hang out in your dealership today because I like the atmosphere. It's comfortable. It's inviting. There's coffee. Yeah. And there's things going on around me so I can feel like I'm part of something while I'm on my laptop maybe doing my work or taking phone calls with headphones on or whatever. So we really spend a lot of energy to make that atmosphere conducive for happiness or happy clients.
Right.
And, you know, we got quality parts for the manufacturer's parts. We've got trained people. We've got people that longevity. We've got also, if there's something we don't do well, this is another piece of the client experience I was talking about. I've had services over the last year or two where it was not very good,
mm-hmm.
and I had to call people back, maybe something they performed, and they're not really interested in coming back.
Right.
Or, you know, they don't really care that you're unhappy with the product. And basically, I call it the Oklahoma warranty, not bagging on Oklahoma. But if it breaks in two, you get both pieces.
Oh, bag on Oklahoma. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
But if it breaks in two, you get both pieces, meaning right. we really don't care that you're unhappy. You know, mm-hmm. we did our job, we're gone, and we're not coming back. In our place of business, I always say if it gets to me, it's for free, meaning you need to solve the problem way before it even gets to the level of our managers. That we give our people the ability to make decisions, empower them to fix it. You know, if we got to go pick your car up in the event something doesn't go perfect, because reality is things sometimes don't go perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Don't matter how much you care. Don't matter how well you're trained. Don't matter how great facilities are. Sometimes things don't happen right. So what we tell our people is if it's not perfect, the client's not happy, then it's not good. We need to go out there for whatever reason and make it happen. So that's real important.
Speaking with Gerald Ramoyne, Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, and you keep saying we and us, and I think that's really important because we started talking about like your background as an individual and why you care about the clients, but it's not just you. It's like everyone who works there, which I think is the most important thing.
Well, you know, we certainly talk about it every day, and I understand our people that are frontline people are much more important than me. And what I'm there to do, I work for them, servant leadership. And if they have a problem or they're not, we want people to be that happy working there. So we spend a lot of energy and time and effort trying to make sure our team members are valued, because you can't get people to take care of clients if they don't feel valued where they work. That's kind of the foundation. So if you have unhappy people, and that's what I'm seeing in a lot of businesses and even our competitors, the people aren't happy, they're not engaged. And so it's hard for them to take care of you if they're not happy, right? And I'm not saying our place is Disneyland. Again, I'm not promoting Disneyland. But we want the environment to be fun. We want the environment to be more than just a place where you go to work. We try to do things. We recognize high achievement. We recognize client experience. We have luncheons. We spin the wheel. We give out cash. So we try to make it to where it's a little more circus oriented when you have a celebration, so people can say it's more than just a place where I can't wait till I get off work today. We try to get people to feel like they're part of something more than just going to work.
Speaking with Gerald Ramoyne again, Hendrick South Point Auto Mall. You want car service? They've got everything: oil changes, tires, brakes, everything in between. I got to start wrapping up, but what makes you proudest of being at Hendrick?
Well, the reason why I'm most proud is those values that I'm speaking of are the values from Mr. Hendrick. He's been a great mentor to me. I've been with him almost 30 years now, and he lives those things. He talks about those things. That is our culture, and he gives us the assets, the tools, he gives us everything we need to do the job the way it should be done, and he's all about client experience and client care, but he's equally about employee satisfaction, employee happiness. So that's what makes Hendrick different, is that they just don't talk about it. He, you know, there's talk to talk, walk the walk. He says, talk the walk, you know? So it's something that we really value, is to do it the right way and be proud of what you're doing.
People want to get in touch with you. How do they do it?
Well, you can call me on my cell phone. I'll even throw that out there. 919-422-9835. Again, 919-422-9835. I'm there to help you. My email is Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, .Ramoyne, R-A-M-O-I-N, at HendrickAuto.com. You can email me or text me or call me, and if there's something we can do to help you, I'm all in to win.
Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, just behind South Point, just down the road from us. As always, Gerald, pleasure to have you here in the studio, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for the opportunity to share our story.